Prosperity will make the power of God so useless that you will not even appreciate the power of God, because you are too familiar. You become too familiar with the power, that you lose the how, you lose the awesomeness, you lose the aura. And it happens to people of the old, and the devil is older than us. Nobody here is over 100 years. Amen. The devil is more than 6,000 years. He's a spirit, he doesn't die. And he has seen many battles. He has robbed many Christians. He has robbed many men of God. Hallelujah. But thank God that we have the Holy Ghost in us, in the name of Jesus. I say, thank God the Holy Ghost is superior, in the name of Jesus. He is the most high God. The most high God. All other gods are the works of man. But there is a most high God whose power supersedes all the power of Satan. Hallelujah. So I don't want you to be familiar at all. Because we saw it in the life of Moses. Even his sister, his other sister, Miriam, became so familiar to the point where he began to insult the man of God. And that's how sometimes it gets to. There have been some Christians in the church find it difficult to believe the man of God. Some Christians even believe they are more powerful than the man of God. They know better than the man of God, especially when they have some small degrees. And they can speak some English. And they have some munafiki cars. And some munafiki houses. And they think they are rich. Hallelujah. Amen. So when you said people become too familiar to the point where now they don't even believe the man of God again. But they think they know too much. And Miriam and Aaron were caught in that way. And when they God called them and said, look, God called them and said, look, if there is any prophet among you, I talk with the prophet in dreams. But with my servant Moses, I talk to him face to face, at head. You see, later the Aaron and Miriam knew that the man Moses, they were expressing, was a body of God. Look, don't be familiar with the man of God in the name of Jesus. Amen. I said, don't be familiar with your man of God in the name of Jesus. Amen. You must believe your man of God in the name of Jesus. Amen. The reason why God made you come through your mother is because your mother will be the best mother for you in the name of Jesus. Amen. And your mother's breast milk is the best milk for you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Look at it. Verse 5. Go to verse 5. Numbers 12, verse 5. Look at it. And the Lord came down in the pillar of glass and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam. These two guys were becoming too familiar. Verse 1 says, and they spoke against Moses. They became too familiar with the anointing and the aura. They have seen Moses probably behaving like a man. And said, hear now my words, if there be any prophet among you, I the Lord will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. Verse 7. My servant Moses is not so. Who is faithful in all my house? What do you think was a flaw in Moses' life? No. God says it's not a flaw. Imagine that. So your marketing scheme for the man of God is not one God. That's why people are saying, who are you to judge a man of God? Who are you to judge another man's servant? For before his master, he will make him stand. Look at it. Verse 8. bold. Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? Look at the nice resume that the Lord was giving about Moses. May the Lord give you a nice resume about the right to the devil in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Said, so even now, he is the one who has the power to see me. It's like nobody see God, and Moses saw God, and he still did. But the one man who saw God, obviously he saw his back. He was the only man who has seen, apart from him. Even Adam God didn't see God, he wouldn't feel his presence. The first man never saw God. But he, this man, Moses, saw God. So what do you think was the flaw in his life, you know? To God, it wasn't a flaw at all. That is just a way. Just to prepare your heart towards what is coming. Because what is coming is a heavy weight. Hallelujah. I don't want you to miss it at all. So I need to let you know what is coming so that you will be familiar and you consume everything in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Second Samuel chapter 9 verse 1. We said part 2. Say part 2.
Part
2. We spoke about the mercy of God. About the mercy of God. And we said the mercy of God is greater than the mistakes in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The mercy of God is bigger than, listen, you cannot finish the mercy of God. If they put the whole 1 cent in the mercy of God, the mercy of God will drown it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The mercy of God is big. That's why the book of Numbers 18 says, the mercy of God is great. He said, for the Lord is merciful, and his mercy is great. Is great. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The mercy of God is great. Amen.
Amen.
And David said, is there not yet any man that is left in the house of Saul? And David said, is there yet any that is left in the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? And there was the house of Saul, a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called unto David, the king said unto him, you see, and when they had called him unto David, so Ziba was called unto David. And David said unto him, art thou Ziba? And he said, the servant is king. Commanded the king, David has become a king over all the land of Israel, both Israel and Judah. So he has captured the whole area. So every area was under the domain of King David. Hallelujah.
Right.
So the Lord troubled in his heart. Listen, the Lord has dropped in the hearts of somebody to do you good in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Is there yet any that is left in the house of Saul that I will show him mercy or kindness for Jonathan's sake? Now, verse 3. And the king said, is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God unto him? So underline that kindness of God we spoke about yesterday. The kindness of God. Because this kindness of God also means the mercy of God. Hallelujah. The mercy of God. The kindness of God unto him. And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan hath yet a son, which is laid on his feet. And the king said unto him, Where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, behold, is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, in Lodibar. Then the king sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, from Lodibar. Now, here, Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David. He fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth. And he answered, Behold thy servant. And David said unto him, Fear not. I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake. Fear not. You see, I believe Mephibosheth when he was called, and then my even upon my King David is looking for me. Because there was an enmity between King David's house and Saul's house. Saul was looking for David to kill. So there was a great enmity between those families. Because Saul felt that David has come to overtake or to take his glory or whatever. So Saul did everything within his power to disgrace and to finish and to kill David. Hallelujah. So when Mephibosheth was called, it's like, the guy is come to pay back. He's come to pay back. What my grandfather did to him, what Saul did to this guy, David, he's come to pay back. So he was trembling. Fear. Then he saw fear in his eyes. With his voice shaking. A cripple with a voice shaking. What the king have I done? And David said, Fear not. Fear not. For I will surely show thee kindness. Thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. Underline that word. Verse 8. And he bowed himself and said, What is thy servant? What is thy servant? That thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as Adam. The subtitle of this message is, You are not a dead dog. You are not a dead dog. Mephibosheth was kept in Lodibar, and we said Lodibar means a place of no pasture, and his name also means shamefully despised, and he was a cripple, and he was out of town staying with some Midianites around the back side of God beyond Jordan in Lodibar. But one day the Lord made in the hearts of the my kid couldn't sleep. God is giving your boss sleepless night about you in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Your boss will have sleepless night about you in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Your boss will be forced to promote you in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
You are not a dead dog. Now listen, group, sit down. Let's work it. Let's finish it. Listen. Many of us have negative impression about ourselves due to life situations. Negative impressions. The way we see, is what he says, as a man thinketh, so is he. Because of past experiences, you have caused about sex abortions. You have changed some people's husbands. You are in debt. You are by one, by two, or by three, or by four. And every child has a different father. And because of that, you have a negative impression. You have what is like you call it a complex, a negative complex. Because of your background, because of your financial background, when you think about your name, you have a very negative impression about yourself because of the situation that has surrounded you for a long time. But I have a good news for you. We are serving a God who is still in your business. That God is still in your business of changing destinies. That God is still in your business of rearranging destinies. That God is still in your business of changing names and situations. I have a good news for you. Your name is part of your opinion. Is there yet anybody in Ghana? Is there yet anybody on earth? I hear God standing just the night. And you're asking the angels, is there anybody in the world on earth that I will show kindness? They ask in the temple, is there anybody in Africa? Is there anybody in West Africa? Is there anybody in Ghana? Is there anybody in the other people of Ghana? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil is a problem. Is that a problem? What do you say? actually show thee kindness for brethren, thy servant, or thy father's sake. And I will store thee all the land of Saul, thy father, and thou shalt eat at my table continually. And Mephibosheth bowed himself and said, what is thy servant that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am? You are not a dead dog.
Amen.
Can you sit down? I need to finish this fast so that we go with you. And we live. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the fact is that God is still in the business of doing what He did, even in our time, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you look at Abraham, Abraham was 75 years, I was telling you yesterday, 75-year-old man with a wife, no child, no property, nothing, no house. In fact, Abraham was living with his father. Can you imagine? At that age, still living with a wife in your father's house.
Father Abraham.
I'm sure Abraham was a phlegmatic. And this goes to all the phlegmatic husbands. Who refused to do anything but laziness, phlegmatics. And when the man and polemic has wife, let me end it. Before our father church.
Thank you.
A phlegmatic husband, married and choleric wife. Let me go, isn't it? Let me go. Otherwise, the church is gone. Hallelujah. But you see, even before Abraham saw God or heard God, he was called Abraham. And God said, no, you know what? I want to change your name from Abraham to Abraham. And then your wife's name from Sarai to Sarah. Even though she is 65 and you are 75, you have no child, nothing, no business, no car, no house, nothing. His mother cooks and give him some. Abraham's mother cooks and give Abraham and his wife some parties. So what's Abraham? Leave your father's house. Because Abraham said, yes, leave your father's house. God told him, fear God. And leave your father's house. Fear God and leave your father's house. But your name shall be Abraham, meaning father of many nations. And Sarah shall be called Sarah, meaning a king or a princess. Which means that Sarah is going to give birth to thousands. You have a small child yet. There is nothing. But you see, the story of the people in the Bible always amazes me, because sometimes worthy guys will look at their life and will think that talent is too late, we need people. May do 40 years, no one is coming. So many women in the church, Christian ladies, they make mistakes. It's like one guy was telling God, look, God, this year, before your son dies, you must give your husband. Otherwise, I will marry myself. But before Easter, no, never even carry that letter. So before your son dies, who's here? Well, because it's like medically, if you don't marry early and you're a woman at the age of 40, you are likely to give birth to what is it? Mongols, a Down syndrome baby. So every woman will be medically. mistakes. Make mistakes. I've seen Christian ladies who, because of age and time and pressure from family, they give in to become second wives and third wives. And this goes to all the grandmothers and grandfathers around. Don't give your children pressure. Don't give them pressure and they go against the scriptures.
Welcome the second service.
They go against the scriptures. Look, why is God playing a brother who lost 75 years? Say, I was 65 years. He has passed away from the wedding. So already Sarah has given up. Abraham knew that at this juncture there is no hope. But if God says yes, there is. I'm here to announce to you, you are not too old in the name of Jesus. It is not yet over in the name of Jesus. Don't drop in the tower now. Hold on. Hold on. Keep believing. Keep trusting. And you said you won't marry anyway. You said you won't marry anyway. God is you. That's your destiny. And the covenant is now. Thank the Lord. The father is the Lord. The Bible says, no one will come upon the same sleep shall prosper. No one will come. No one will come upon the same sleep. no mercy. In Jesus' name. One of these days, with your flat breast, a gentleman will look to you with your big children, with your four children, no father, no job, no money. The man will look to you and will tell you, I want you to be the child of the Lord of my children. 17 verse 24. And there rested a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint. Up he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go. And Jacob said, I will not let you go except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob.
And follow after people. We follow people. Some
solution in men. Some seek solution in women. Life letters. The brightness of this day has given me a privilege to break down these two words. In the midst of all these
pastors,
as a healer for you, as a healer for you. This letter to his girlfriend. Up to now, the girl doesn't understand. And he doesn't understand it.
What's the letter?
He's in the spirit. And he's in the room. And he's in the room. Amen. But she comes to the place where now, Lord, where it has come into. I didn't mean. So Jacob did not take to his wives, did not take to his servants, did not rely on the arms of flesh, because the Bible says the arms of flesh shall fail. The Bible says not by might and not by power, but by my spirit. The Bible says, "Here is a man who trusts in mine." So Jacob came to the point where now he must now have an encounter. So he dispatched his two companies, his wife and his servant in two companies, and he remained alone at the back side of the desert, alone, to solve issues out with God. Listen, that is why Christians don't have to joke with prayer. We joke with prayer, we don't take prayer serious. The songwriter says, all because we do not carry it to God in prayer. He said, what a needless prayer we pray. What a needless prayer we pray. Needless prayer. James says, is everybody afflicted? Let him pray. You will not pray. You look and ask him, and write letters, and accuse, and bring forth. She could have been there writing letters, emails, WhatsApp, sending pictures, evidence. One guy came with a wife, and as they were talking and insulting themselves, the wife picked a phone and reported the husband's insults. And her insults, she didn't return it. And then she went up her husband's insults with her parents. And the issue came to us. Let's end it there.
Thank you very much.
Let's end it there. Jacob could have been there trying to work things out his own way, but he said, this day I have to meet God. I have to meet the destiny changer. I have to meet the heir and Lord. I have to meet the creator of the heavens and the earth. I have to meet the master of the universe. I have to meet the Lord. I have to meet the all-wise King and the Prince of Peace. I have to meet the everlasting Father. I have to work this out. Now, when Rebecca had issues with her pregnancy, she did not tell to her husband Isaac, because Isaac herself didn't have any intuition and any idea about pregnancy in women. I knew he was a psychologist.
Come on.
All he did was the wife was in the middle. And he prayed. And she became pregnant. That's all. But when the pregnancy came and there were issues around the pregnancy, Rebecca decided to go to God herself in prayer. And then on her knees, she asked God, what is it that is going on in my tummy? And God told me, you are carrying two nations. You are coming to saw all the turmoil and the healing of and understand things better. That is why when Jesus Christ speaks, Bible says, and Mary will put it in her heart. Anytime she speaks, Mary will listen and put it. When talk of God, she just will talk this and then she don't listen. You remember? At that part. And then they went 3 days looking for him. They were not seen. And then they went and saw him in the church, arguing with doctors of the book of the law. And the mother became furious. You don't know where I've been 3 days. I've been looking for you. They said, but don't you know that about me, my father's business? Babu says, after reading back and forth, Babu says, and Mary kept it in her heart. Because only woman, only, you see, that's why woman must pray. The praying woman. That is why you must learn how to pray. You must learn how to intercede. You must learn how to battle battles on your knees. Instead of using words and writing letters and WhatsApps and recording your wife's your husband's message and taking pictures. You saw the woman put in your husband's pocket and you took pictures as evidence against who? You saw photos in your husband's shirt or whatever. And you were watching your background pants and you saw things in the practice. Hey, what are you doing? Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? You can't put this. You can't put this. Everybody's doing it. Machine and Claire. You're not serious. You're not serious. You are misfiring. You are misfiring. We don't solve issues like that. We solve issues on our knees. We solve issues on our knees. World needless pain we bear. All because we do not come here. We thank you, God, in prayer. Sing it for me. La 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 la. Time. God needs daybreak or no daybreak, you are not going to go. Amen.
Amen.
You are not going to go. I need you to do something for me. He said, oh, he said, bless me. Then the angel asked him, what is your name? What is your name? You know who are you? And then Jacob said, my name is Jacob. And the angel pulled out the records. And then type in Jacob. And then the angel said the name of Jacob. As a hunter, as Zechariah 4:9, I'm lover, an abortion daughter, living person. Jacob has lived all his life under a spell by the auspices of his name. Name has effect. That is why even when Satan captured the people of God, he changed their names. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Bible says he changed their food. There's a meaning to that. Then he changed their name. There's a meaning to that. And then he changed their God. There's a meaning to that. But they didn't yield to all. They changed their food. So I'm not going to give the food. Because taking the food didn't heal. The devil, Nebuchadnezzar, Satan, representing wanted to change their doctrine.
Come on.
And change their names, their identity. You are useless, everything is useless. That's what you see. You must be careful of what you tell your wife.
Alright.
Your wife will become what you tell her every day.
Hey.
Useless woman. She are useless. Dead dog.
What the dog?
That's why you must be careful of what you tell your brother and what you tell your son about our building. Stop the
child.
What's that? What's this one? What's this one? What's this one?
That one.
What's this one? You're releasing spirits.
Hey.
You're releasing spirits. The thing has life in them. What about you say, come spirits? That is why even when you are anointed, be careful of what you tell your wife.
Come on.
Right. What you tell your husband. When you are anointed, be careful of what you tell your kids. If that was spanking them, be careful of what you tell them. Because you are spanking them under certain anointing. And whatever you say, be it positive or be it negative, will have effects on the child.
Right.
But for the parents, I'm telling you, yeah. That is why my church members, I don't talk bad about them. I see them smoking, oh, they're a good man.
Yeah.
One of my children went and did a portion of about 300. Say, you have good care. When she didn't believe, she came and said, Rev, I don't think that God has forgiven me. I said, why? That portion there too much. I said, you know what? Don't worry. Don't worry. I've been forgiven. There's still a good care. You are still holy. You are still the righteous, I am a new generation. God is always excellent. Fire for fire. No! You shall know more because are my God. I created Jacob and I formed Israel. Hallelujah. Jacob I created, but Israel I formed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You shall be called Israel and not Jacob. I don't know how your name has been, but all I know is there's a destiny changer in the house. There is a destiny changer in the house. Destiny changer in the house. A name changer in the house. The one who can change destiny and we are not building is in the house. He is here to bless. He is here to bless. He is here to rearrange and reorganize. And not Jacob. Review the negative. Receive the refuses. Reject it. Don't allow anybody to call you anything. Don't allow any family member to call you any name. Don't allow situations to call you any name. A dead dog, you are not. And you cannot be. You can't be a dead dog. Now let me try to bring it to a close. Now listen, can you sit down? You see, when Jacob was through with God, Numbers 39, or no, verse 29, yes, 29, and Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And he blessed him there. Tonight, in fact, prayer is tonight. Tonight, God is blessing you in the name of Jesus. After changing your name, he is blessing you upon in the name of Jesus. And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel. For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Therefore, the children of Israel eat not of the shoe. Numbers 30, isn't it? 31. And as he passed over Penuel, the sun arose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. So when the day broke, then Jacob, who has not been called Israel, was going home with a dislocated hip bone. So the family saw him coming with a broken leg, but something has changed inside. He was coming with a broken and limping leg, but something has gone on. His DNA has been changed in the name of Jesus. The name Jacob has been changed to the name. You see, everybody must be careful of who you surround yourself with. Hallelujah. Be careful of who you listen to. Some of them are destiny killers. Some of them will kill your destiny. Some of them will push you down the drain. Some of them, they are wish, and they're laughing with you. No, they're not laughing with you. They are showing their teeth. They're like, see, they're laughing. Now look at this. He spoke about a woman, verse 11, coming down. A woman who lost. Maybe let's read. 11, and it came to pass after the day after, that he went into a city called Nain, and many of the disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came near the gates of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried away, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. Can you imagine? A widow, that means has no husband. And the only hope in her life, her son, is also dead. Life has come to a standstill. No hope anywhere. We have a name, we have a chief, we have a name, there's no hope anywhere. So bad and so bizarre. And sometimes life lives like that. The only hope you have is God, because I believe this son of hers was the breadwinner. He goes to work a little and brings some banana for him to chop, for her to chop. And the enemy, you see, the enemy is wicked. Never love the enemy. He is wicked. A widow, no husband. And the only son is also gone. Now look at it. And she was a widow. And much people of the city was with her. Much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her. Ah, clap for Jesus. The Lord had mercy on her. The same mercy the Lord had on her, that mercy is being released in the name of Jesus. Amen. That same mercy is being released on your behalf in the name of Jesus. Amen. And said unto her, weep not, weep not. And he came and touched the pyre or the coffin or the casket, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto you, young man, I the destiny changer. Young man, I the blesser. Young man, I am the resurrection and the life. Young man, before Abraham, I am. Young man, the everlasting Father, the end and young, the one who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all. I say unto you, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. Hallelujah. He did what? Whether your situation is a bad situation or not, he says he's here. He's right here. Jesus is right here. Because you are at the right place at the right time. Amen. And listen, it will never be that there will be the same blessings for those who slept in the house and you move right here. There must be a difference. Amen. There must be a difference. Amen. And there will be a difference. Amen. There will be. That there will be a difference between those who didn't come and those who came in the name of Jesus. And the difference is that God is showing you mercy in the name of Jesus. God is rearranging your destiny in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter how bad the situation is.
Come on.
God is able to resurrect dead situations.
Amen.
Dead situations. Dead man like Lazarus. Dead. What is smelling? All hope is gone. When Mary saw him, he said, oh, you shall be here earlier. Then Jesus Christ went and said, that is why I have even come. You think I'm late, but I'm not late. Because something like that. Even though he said that he's on time. That's something like that. Even though he's late, but he is on time. He is on time. 4 days. Monday is late. But 4 days after, Jesus said, I'm not late, I'm on time. I am on time. Where was he buried? Let's go. Not enough. This man is not serious. This man is not serious. This man has not been serious. That is how God is going to do to you in the name of Jesus. God is going to bless your life in the name of Jesus. God is going to bless your life in the name of Jesus. God is going to bless your life in the name of Jesus. There is a destiny changer in the room. Destiny changer in the room. And he didn't come alone. He came with angels. He came with angels. Angels will pass in their hearts. Angels will pass in their hearts. And the bars are full of goodies. And the goodies are not meant for anybody. But last night I heard God whispering. Is there yet anybody in Gumu Church? Then I would like to show this. And the angel told God, yeah, on the 7th of March, and the 10th of March, and the 4th of March, there is a group in Lighthouse, in New Branch. They are talking about the mercy of God. They need your mercy. And God is past angel Gabriel, one of the chief archangels. And they have come tonight with other smaller angels with parcels in their hearts. And it is meant for you. It is meant for you. Let the chief particular. It is meant for you. It is meant for you. It is, listen, I can even see some of the angels. They check inside. Check inside the envelope. Some of you are going to see checks. You're going to see checks. Mysteriously. You will see checks. Some money will be to account. And then you will be amazed. You will be a joke. Your ministry is having headache because of you. There is confusion and chaos in the family health service, in the ministry of health, in family education service. There is chaos and confusion, not because of anybody, but because of you, because of the profession. Somebody has been moved, somebody has been sleeping. In your office, somebody has been sleeping. Because of you, there have been a rearrangement. Because of your promotion, there have been a shifting. There have been a shifting. Because of you. Because of you. There is a shift. There is a shift. Somebody has been moved from his desk. Somebody has been moved from his desk. The promotion has come. The body room facilitators have been brought to that desk. And they are telling you, walk forth. Come and let's work on it. From today, you hear a call. You hear a call. It's promotion time. It's promotion time. It's promotion time. I don't care about whatever the problem was. If the widow's son came back to life, and Lazarus came back to life, and if Abraham became Abraham, and Jacob became Jacob, this is your time. This is your time. This is your time. The Lord is your shepherd. You shall not want. He will make you lie down in green pastures. He will make you lie down in green pastures. Give me the prayer. He will make you lie down. I see God making you lie down in green pastures. I just saw green pastures. And I saw God making somebody lie down in green pastures. He made you lie down in green pastures because the Lord is your shepherd. Lack will be a thing of the past. You will never lack. You will never lack scoopings. You will never lack scoopings. You will never lack scoopings. You will never lack. You will never lack. You will never lack. Is there yet anybody? Is there yet anybody that has shown mercy?
The mercy of God. The mercy of God. Take your person. Ah. Take your person. Take your person. Take your person. Some of them don't know what is inside. Others are withdrawn. Receive it. Receive it. Receive your person. Receive your person. Receive your person. Don't let it go. The angels don't need a person for anything. Some of the persons, it is replacement of organ. Body organ. Somebody part are not working well. Liver, kidney, heart, uterus, breast, eyes, teeth. They are replacing it. That is who God is. He is replacing them. Replacing organs. God is replacing somebody's brain. Somebody's brain. You will feel a hit. You will feel a hit on your head. You will feel a hit on your head. He is replacing your brain. Your brain. Your brain cells. Your mind. God is replacing somebody's kidney. Somebody's liver. Somebody's heart is being replaced. Somebody's bone marrow. There is death in some of the envelopes. So your stupid is being paid. Your stupid is being paid. So that you don't give me a husband. 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 Destiny changer. Destiny changer. Destiny changer. He is changing somebody's destiny. Today I'm being only talking to you. What I hear is what I say. So don't struggle. My job is just simple. Let me comment. Destiny changer. God is giving you a husband. A good husband. A good husband. Good husband. Don't worry, don't worry. Just focus on you. Don't worry, don't worry. Anybody focus on yours. And I need very little movement. I don't need plenty movement. Just little movement. Ushers and few of members movement. I won't even comment. Yes.